Welcome back, everybody. This is Yesterday's News with your host, Ryan Baker, also known as Mr. Yesterday. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, and for very good reason, I had to take a step back and find perspective in my own life and keep pushing and finding meaning. At the same time, I've been very swamped with band stuff along with solo stuff that I started a couple months ago, and right now, everything's been going well, and I've been very happy that I'm able to do music full-time, and it's definitely a blessing, and I don't take it for granted. But this podcast, I'm not going to talk about music, per se. I'm just going to be real and honest and be very transparent to you all, and I hope this can touch someone as much as it touches me when I take time to gain perspective and think about all the events and circumstances that shape the outcome of my own life. Today I want to talk about what is soul in an empty world. Soul is a very complex thing. It's different in all of us. We find meaning in different things and the perspectives that we hold dear to our own selves that shape who we are as people. For myself, finding soul is probably the most important thing in my life. I grew up in a religious upbringing. For anyone who don't know me from the past, or those who do know me, I grew up in a very religious, spiritual upbringing. So spirituality is a big part of my life, and the search for fulfilling my soul is there. You know, I do believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in what the Bible says, as I was raised and was brought up in the teachings of what's in that book. But beyond that, what I want to ask all of you is, how do you find soul in a place where it seems like people will trade for anything regarding their soul if it means getting what they want? This world, it's very dark. There's a lot of heartache, a lot of brokenness, a lot of hate, a lot of misunderstanding. And even in my own personal experience, you know, I'm hated for very petty reasons from people. I am not taken lightly from some because of what I do and what I represent. And quite honestly, at this point in my life, I could care less, because granted, you're going to hate someone for whatever reason if you just genuinely don't like them. And that's just how life is. But at the end of the day, I have to realize what I do in my life and what will fulfill me is my choice. And as like I've said to y'all before, what you do is a choice. You have the free will to choose the life that you want to live. And sometimes it's for the best, and sometimes it's for the worst. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's a choice. And how do you find soul in such an empty world? I'll tell you. It starts with love. You have to love yourself and love others. And the big one is yourself. I know with me, it's a struggle every day to love myself the way that I was created to. And, you know, it's easier said than done. I can sit here and say, yeah, I love who I am as a person. But every day when I wake up in the mirror, I look at something and I question, will I ever be what I want to be? Will I ever like what I look in the mirror? Will I like that reflection? And it's a struggle every day. And honestly, I think that's the biggest struggle when it comes to love, is loving ourselves. Because truth is, if we can't properly love ourselves, how we can love other people? And I think that's the problem with a lot of people. They battle their own insecurities, and they take it out on other people when no one on the outside is really to blame. I mean, different circumstances call for different things, but in most circumstances, it's not the people on the outside that's the issue. It's ourselves. You know, lately I've been doing a lot of soul searching, and I won't lie to you, I've been battling with really deep moods of depression and really questioning meaning of life. Along with that, with my own personal circumstances and also with doing music full time, I had a lot on my mind lately. And it really put in perspective of my own life and how I want things to be for myself and ultimately how my life will shape out in the future. But I'm here to tell you, you find soul when you first look within yourself and you change the things that need to be changed. And ultimately, that's what's going to change the world. That's what's going to change the people around you. Is when we start with ourselves and realize, you know what? I haven't been the best that I should be. And when I change who I am on the inside, I can ultimately be what other people need. And you know, I don't say this to just challenge you guys. I say this more for myself. And to be transparent, every day I have to ask myself, are you the person that you need to be? Are you the person that you want to be? And it's a struggle. You know, there's a lot of challenges and circumstances in my own life that make me take in perspective of my own character. But you know what? I'm the only judge of myself when it comes to the person I have to be. And ultimately, that's the case for all of us. If you want to choose to be a jerk and treat people wrongfully and be close-minded, that is your choice. But if you want to change, be open-minded, let love in, and really get to the place where you can help other people, it starts by having self-awareness and seeing that, you know what? I've been the problem. I need to change. I need to be better so that I can help people become better. And that's where the world can change. In fact, that's what the world needs. And a lot of time we want to point other blame at other people when we got three fingers pointing back at ourselves. We don't want to take the time that we are the problem. And I know there's different circumstances with different people, and you know, there's a lot of gray area in life. But at the same time, we can ultimately shape how our lives and our fate is by what we choose to do every day. So what I'm challenging you all is look deep in yourself. The soul is there. There's meaning, there's purpose. You can find that within yourself, but you have to choose to change that. And if you don't want to, that's your choice. But if you do, I won't lie to you, it's a hard road. It's paved with a lot of obstacles to get to that point where you can say, you know what? I'm striving to be the best that I can, and that's what counts. That's all that I have for you today. And I'm sorry I haven't been podcasting the past several months. It's just had a lot going on, and hopefully I hope to keep podcasting and stay in touch with you all. And I hope that I encourage you all today and that you get something from this and that it inspires you to become better as a person. Because I know for myself, I need a reminder when it comes to being the best that I should be. That's all that I have for you all today. This is Yesterday's News. I'm your host, Ryan Baker, also known as Mr. Yesterday. Love you all. See you next time.